Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you heard the president say, we are going to move the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, which is Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. And it's always been documented that way.
It's already been decided.
Every 6 months, every president, since we actually backed that up and said we agree with that, they actually sign an order or whatever it says that we're going to postpone it due to safety reasons. And that's coming up right now, as a matter of fact.
In May.
And so our president's going to be forced with either signing that or saying, you know, we're going to begin to build. And the thing about build our embassy in Jerusalem, let me tell you, the creator of the universe, God, sees us moving, snuggling up to, you know, to Jacob, to Israel, and saying that we acknowledge you, and we're going to say this is the capital. God sees it. It's not just about Bibi, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It's not just about the Israeli people. It's about God watching us say, we agree with you. So we want to pray that this takes place. And a congressional delegation went to Israel to be able to make that stand and say, you know what? The time's coming up, and to show us some details. Let's join them now.
Congressman Ron DeSantis led the delegation to Israel to explore the idea of moving the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem.
A lot of people thought maybe Donald Trump would do this on day one. He did not do that. Some were disappointed.
DeSantis was clear that Trump didn't send the group, but that they would report back to him.
I thought it was important to come out and get some knowledge in the Congress about where this thing will actually be. Is he's in a position where he's either going to follow his campaign promise or he's going to actually have to sign this waiver.
In 1995, Congress signed the Jerusalem Embassy Act, requiring the U.S. Embassy to be moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, which, according to Israel, is its capital. Since then, every president has signed a security waiver every 6 months to prevent the move. Former President Obama's last waiver expires in May.
I just think, knowing the president, he's been a man of his word. I don't think that he is going to, on the same month where people here in Jerusalem are celebrating the 50th anniversary of Jerusalem Day, sign the waiver. I would bet that he would not do that, and that he would announce that the embassy is going to be moving.
The group toured possible embassy sites in Jerusalem and met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other Israeli officials. DeSantis said he didn't meet with Palestinians or Arab leaders this time, but had in the past, and didn't think there would be an uproar if the embassy moved.
My sense is, if you look at some of the issues that bind our country with, say, some of the Arab Gulf states who may not philosophically agree with this, their main concern is not Jerusalem right now. It's Iran's influence. It's some of the other security threats they face.
According to DeSantis, there are three benefits to the U.S. for moving the embassy.
One is truth. You know, we have this historic connection with the Jewish people in the city of Jerusalem. Part of the things that's frustrated me, and I think some of our colleagues with some of the Palestinians, is a denialism about the connection, the deep connection.
He noted that Jerusalem is one of the most ancient capitals in the world. According to the Bible, King David made Jerusalem the capital of the Jewish people 3,000 years ago.
Two, I do think it's important that the president, having made the pledge, that he follow through with it. And then third is, I think it really showed that America is standing four square behind our allies here in Israel.
Offer.
Julie Stahl, CBN News.
You're looking at this. It's so exciting to see the fulfillment of moving the capital, or embassy. To the capital. And if you've been following us for quite some time, the Democratic National Convention, they booed the idea. Mm-hmm. The previous president that was in the White House took that off the website.
Off their platform.
And some map companies online literally called, they wiped Israel, the whole Israel off the concept there. And it's thank God things have shifted. As we heard prophetically, as a matter of fact, I want you to hear this real quick. Like, this is a prophetic word given by Pastor John Kilpatrick, as God revealed to him what's really going on. It has to do with Israel, America, and generals. Take a look.
I was riding along the highway last Thursday evening. I was engaged in a conversation by cell phone with my administrator regarding budget matters. As I was listening to her answer a question, I heard Holy Spirit interrupt me and said, "How do you spell Truman?" I thought for a moment, and I said, T-R-U-M-A-N. He then said, "How do you spell Trump?" And I said, T-R-U-M-P. I immediately made the connection. He proceeded to ask me, "Who did President Truman lean on to help get the Jews back in the Holy Land?" I said, "General Eisenhower." The Lord said to me, "I have raised up Trump, and I am also giving him generals to help defend my people, the Jews, to keep them in their homeland." What was will be again. He then asked me, "How do you spell truth?" I said, T-R-U-T-H. The Lord said, "He's changing the appetites of people. Instead of the public now rejoicing in rumors, they will now become excited to hear the truth again. They will develop a love for the truth and reject the lies as well as the liars. This will not be true of everyone in every place, but a shift has already happened. Truth had fallen in the streets, but I tell you, I'm lifting it up again, and it shall cause great rejoicing. I, the Lord, have done this by my own power, by my right arm of might, and by my justice." Give God praise. Hallelujah.
So you're looking at it's you think, well, why are we messing with Israel right now? It's all about Israel. It's all about our relationship with Israel and the fact that, you know, God did what he did so we can stand with Israel. And that's so awesome when you're talking about moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, the true capital of Israel. It says to the whole world, "Listen, let's just settle it once and for all. This is God's land, God's people. You can become a part of Israel by becoming a citizen and functioning in their constitution, but you can't take them over or push them in the sea, as Iran says."
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.